Hi, I'm Steve Sheets, president of First Affirmative Financial Network and producer of the SRI in the Rockies Conference, the premier annual gathering of the sustainable and responsible investment industry in North America. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Auden Schindler, who will be a keynote speaker at the 20th annual SRI in the Rockies Conference on October 27, 2009. Auden Schindler is executive director of sustainability at the Aspen Ski Company, and the author of Getting Green Done, Hard Truths from the Front Lines of the Sustainability Revolution. Thank you very much for joining me today, Auden.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
It is a pleasure. You've been involved in the struggle to combat climate change for a long time. From your book, it seems that you find it important to recognize both your failures as well as your successes. So can you share with us a couple of examples of initiatives that you view as having produced a particularly high or particularly low return on effort?
Well, just to, you know, clarify my point, you go to sustainability conferences and everyone's talking about their huge successes, but the problem is you don't really learn anything from hearing about someone's victory. You learn by hearing about all the mistakes that happened along the way, and almost every project looks more like the Dennis Hopper photojournalist scene from Apocalypse Now than it does a scene of surgery. It's not scripted. So just as an example, all these sustainability projects are worth doing, but the most basic of them all, which is a lighting retrofit, often those can be incredibly difficult to pull off, even though they have good return on investment and improve the lighting and so forth. So for example, at a five-star hotel, we spent many years trying to retrofit lights, and there were barriers to it that we never thought of, like is your five-star rating going to change if you have fluorescent instead of incandescent light? So my point is, let's know about those barriers so we can prepare for them and overcome them. And then the bulk of, you know, almost everything has a good return in terms of a variety of factors, money, PR, and so forth, but they may be more difficult than we think they are to pull off.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right that we learn more from our mistakes, and we learn more from the mistakes of others, in fact, than we do from successes.
Yeah, and if it's others' mistakes, it's less embarrassing.
That's right. So I think there's a lot of people learning a lot from your book. You know, it's hard to differentiate between companies that have truly embraced sustainability and are making good progress toward becoming more sustainable enterprises and those that are simply greenwashing, expending minimal effort and attempting to get the maximum exposure for it. So I want to know from your perspective, do you view greenwashing as counterproductive, or is any step in the right direction a good thing?
You know, so greenwashing is environmental tokenism, and a lot of people just think it's the worst thing possible. But my take is that even if you say you're a nasty, polluting business and you give $10 to the Sierra Club and run an ad saying you gave $10, that's actually driving you in a positive direction, because the public and your employees are going to say, hey, you're claiming to be a green company. Now now you've been held to a higher standard, and there'll be internal and external pressure to change. So greenwashing doesn't bother me. It's a little gross, but I think it's, if you care only about the environment, it's moving you in the right direction.
Okay, so you're one that feels that any step in the right direction is a good thing. Auden, you've said that government policies and government actions are the only forces that can drive the magnitude of the behavior changes we need to combat climate change. So how can individuals and investors, who I represent, be most effective at encouraging government to do the right thing?
You know, there's always a difference, no matter who or what you are, in between what you think or what people think you should do to address climate issues and what really matters. So using us as an example, if you asked our guests what we should do, they'd say recycle, buy renewable energy credits, do these other things. But if we sat down and said, what matters most and how can we have the biggest leverage on changing climate or addressing climate, the answer would be using the high-profile nature of Aspen Skiing Company to drive change. So as an example, we joined a boycott of Kleenex tissue, because we didn't think that the forestry practices employed by Kimberly-Clark were good enough, and forestry is a huge climate issue. Well, that got a lot of press, and it actually got the attention of the CEO of the company. They're a $32 billion company, And they changed their practices after about a couple of years of this boycott. And so that was a big lever, and it was more important and more effective than if we had done extensive recycling for all our skiers' water bottles.
And did Aspen Ski Company take some credit for that?
Well, I mean, I am right now. But we played a small role along with 700 other companies in driving change in an organization that's bigger than most countries. Anything we might do, if we did a LEED Gold building, a green building, who cares compared to that lever? It's nothing.
Just curious, was there any pushback inside the firm? I mean, is this something that most everybody was comfortable with?
No. Corporations, you know, want things to be happy, smiley face all the time. They don't want controversy. They don't like to attack or be attacked or to do things that make things controversial. So that's been something that I have inexpertly shepherded along with, you know, we've had our share of problems in terms of the negative press associated with being an activist. You know, one of the criticisms is, who are you to criticize these guys? You fly people in from Europe and then shuttle them up and down a ski hill for no reason using fossil energy. You know, so we're wide open to calls of hypocrisy, but everyone's open to that. So we just keep going forward.
Yeah, we all live in glass houses, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, most people seem to agree that going green is going to be profitable for most companies over the long run. How have you gone about overcoming these short-term challenges? Now, you mentioned, you know, the lighting thing. You mentioned internal politics, if you will. Are there other examples of how you've been successful in overcoming business as usual?
Well, you know, one of our approaches has been, instead of trying to tackle very difficult institutional changes that require time, money, effort, cultural change, and so forth, you do something fun and sexy and really profitable up front. And then you hype it internally and externally so that everyone gets excited and is bought in. And then you hit them with the hard, nasty, difficult stuff. So as an example, you can pick a project like a lighting retrofit if you can pull it off. It often saves a ton of energy, so the CFO is happy. It gets good press coverage. The lighting improves. It saves the hotel money. It reduces pollution. So you pull it off. And then you make people heroes. You know, instead of me talking about it, I put the CFO on stage. And then once you've done that, once you've got a foot in the door, you move on to the more complex challenges.
Yeah, let's make it fun and shine the spotlight on it and give other people the opportunity to share the spotlight.
Yeah, and the other thing is you're spoon-feeding information to people. We and people in my position often forget that I've been, you know, thinking about this issue for 20 years. And our CFO or CEO, these guys have other jobs and other fields of expertise, and I can't expect them to know what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I just have to be very patient about providing info and theory and handing them books and articles and so forth.
You know, and as you've said, both in this interview as well as in your book, the battle to get green done is hard. And, it, you know, and for many, it's easy to get discouraged. You know, in the investment world, we try to maintain this long-term time horizon, you know, strategies that are very long-term and try not to be distracted by short-term losses. So what's your approach? You know, you've mentioned 20 years in this business, you know, thinking about this stuff. What keeps you getting up every morning and you know, joining the battle again?
Well, let me clarify. You know, when someone says, "Hey, this is difficult," and sometimes the response can be, "Well, duh, things are hard in business." But actually, the talk about sustainable business has typically been, "It's profitable, it's easy, it's not going to be a problem." And then you find out it is difficult. So I'm just saying we should be honest. It's difficult, but we need to do it. What keeps us going, or how do we have a long-term perspective? You know, our company, and this applies very much to investing and other businesses. Our company is privately owned with a family that provides leadership and support to what we're doing. So as an example, we just went through a massive depression, if you didn't notice. We're still in it. And our CEO said, we're not going to cut staff. And we're not going to cut staff for two reasons. One is we want to provide the same level of service and come out of this known as a high-quality customer service company. But the other thing he said he recognized is that part of our mission as a company is to provide meaningful work for people in our region. And when you cut jobs, you are hurting the community. So that perspective, which isn't even applied in this case to sustainability from an environmental perspective, helps because that broad long-term view applies also to my department. And companies that don't have that kind of leadership are not going to be able to keep going.
The leadership is key. And leadership having the foresight, if you will, to expand their own definition of what is good business.
Right, and what's sustainable. Our definition of a sustainable business is staying in business forever. And when you think about that, all kinds of different things come up. Climate comes up, but so does community.
Indeed. Auden, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you in Tucson.
Thanks. It's been my pleasure. I'll see you there.
So my guest today has been Auden Schindler, Executive Director of Sustainability at the Aspen Ski Company and author of Getting Green Done, Hard Truths from the Front Lines of the Sustainability Revolution. Auden will be making a keynote presentation during the 20th anniversary SRI in the Rockies Conference on October 27th, 2009 in Tucson, Arizona. Hope you can join us. Thank you.